Donald Trump Jr., impeachment hysteria is really about taking away the future Americans chose. By Donald Trump Jr. on October 10, 2019. The impeachment circus is about one thing and one thing only: distracting Americans while their government and the future they chose is stolen from them. By exploiting a leaker's hearsay to turn an innocuous phone call my father made to his Ukrainian counterpart into grist for the impeachment mill, the Democrats and their allies made their objective transparent. They want the 2020 presidential election to be strictly about this phony controversy. They certainly don't want to contest this administration's record in next year's election. And they definitely don't want to test my father's popularity with the American people. They'd much prefer to leave the outcome of the 2020 election in the hands of the Beltway establishment and the elite-approved media. This Ukraine scandal is merely a vehicle to allow them to do the latter and avoid the former. Let me be clear, there was nothing illegal, improper, or even remotely impeachable about my father's phone call with President Zelensky. Hunter Biden, on the other hand, took a $600,000 a year job with a notoriously corrupt foreign company despite being woefully unqualified. This was almost certainly due entirely to his father's perceived influence as the Vice President of the United States at the time, the same influence the elder Biden used, by his own admission, to pressure Ukraine into firing the prosecutor investigating his son's firm. That needs to be investigated, as does the equally suspicious circumstances surrounding Hunter's trip to China with his father while Hunter was in the midst of negotiations for $1.5 billion in Chinese cash. Fortunately, Senator Lindsey Graham has pledged to invite Rudy Giuliani to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, so we'll soon know a lot more about those shady dealings. Whatever all Ukrainian nationals and firms operating in Ukraine may have played in laying the groundwork for what became the Russiagate hoax also must be investigated. My father has said this, publicly. Attorney General Bill Barr has said this, publicly. His subordinates at the Justice Department have said this, publicly. Why on earth would anyone be surprised that my father would ask foreign leaders with the ability to assist those investigations to do so? Considering that the same Democrats who are now clamoring for impeachment themselves asked the Ukrainians to assist in investigating my father, how can any of them claim with a straight face that my father acted improperly, let alone call for his impeachment? In short, none of them actually believe this nonsense. The Democrats are simply hoping to tarnish my father's political standing before the voters have to start evaluating the choice between Donald Trump and whichever far-left radical the Democrats nominate to run against him. Indeed, the left's hysterical reactions to Ukrainagate are just recitations of the same attacks they've been making since before my father was even elected. Deranged lawyer George Conway just wrote a rambling 11,000-plus word opinion article pretending to be a psychologist judging my father as mentally unfit for office. J.W. Verrett, who briefly served on my father's transition team, is convinced that Ukrainagate is worse than Watergate, a lot worse, in fact. Liberal journalist Paul Brandis goes even further. Not only is my father much worse than Richard Nixon, Brandis contends that he's actually a traitor to America. Doesn't this sound familiar? It should. Worse than Watergate? Anyone making that claim this week is obviously slow on the draw. Watergate one-hit wonder Carl Bernstein was using the worse than Watergate line back in November 2017. One of the men who wound up in prison as a result of Bernstein's reporting, John Dean, was convinced that my father had breached the worse than Watergate wall in May 2017, just 4 months after taking the oath of office. George Conway thinks my father is unfit for his office? The same USA Today editorial board that published Brandis's treason claim broke decades of policy to say the exact same thing in September 2016, before my father was even elected. Speaking of treason, NBC News was accusing my father of treason in July 2016, before he was even the Republican nominee, over a joke. It only took another year for the Democrats to accuse me of the same thing without a shred of truth. Yet, they expect you to believe their latest hysterics about a phone call with Ukraine. It's a joke, and not a very funny one, at that. Even the people making the claims reveal so much with their own behavior. J.W. Verrett, a professor whom the media is presenting as a former Trump supporter won over by the evidence of wrongdoing in Ukrainagate, was calling for impeachment months ago, when this Ukraine whistleblower scheme wasn't even a twinkle in Adam Schiff's eye. Schiff, The Jussie Smollett of American politics is trying to make this about Ukraine. As I hope you can see, it just doesn't wash. This impeachment farce is solely about preventing a repeat of the greatest political embarrassment in the modern history of the Democratic Party, my father's victory in 2016. Democrats evidently feel that the 2020 presidential election cannot be left to chance. They don't want to give the American people the option of making the same mistake twice. Nothing else adequately explains this impeachment push. Michael Anton famously wrote at the time that 2016 was the Flight 93 election, the final chance for Americans to regain control over the airplane of state before it fell forever into the hands of Hillary Clinton and her vast network of swamp creatures, who would create conditions under which the people would never be able to choose their own destiny again. 3 years ago, Americans rose to the occasion. They chose the future they wanted, and, since January 2017, my father has worked tirelessly to deliver it to them. The would-be impeachers on Capitol Hill are desperately trying, as they have throughout, to take that choice back and ensure that the American people are never given such an opportunity for autonomy again. They are trying to use the Ukraine hoax to override the will of the people, and they aren't even being subtle about it. Donald Trump Jr. is the executive vice president at the Trump Organization,